大家好，欢迎继续收听 FM 40107小豆包英语故事，我是主播高小可。今天由我和我妈妈继续给你们讲 Fantastic Mr. Fox， 但是因为我妈妈觉得我读英语读得更好听，就让我读英语，她读中文。现在我就开始读第三章 Chapter 3 The Shooting。
My darling, said Mr. Fox, what shall we be tonight?
I think we'll have duck tonight, said Mrs. Fox. Bring us 2 fat ducks, if you please, one for you and me, and one for the children.
Ducks it shall be, said Mr. Fox, buns best.
Now do be careful, said Mrs. Fox. My darling, said Mr. Fox, I can smell those guns a mile away. I can even smell...one from the other. Buggies give off a filthy stink of rotten chicken skins, buns reek of goose livers, and as for Bean, the fumes of apple cider hang around him like poisonous gases.
Yes, but just don't get careless, said Mrs. Fox. You know they'll be waiting for you, all 3 of them.
Don't you worry about me, said Mr. Fox. I'll see you later. But Mr. Fox would not have been quite so cocky that had he known exactly where the 3 farmers were waiting at that moment. They were just outside the entrance to the hole, each one crouching behind a tree with his gun loaded.And what is more, they had chosen their
business very carefully, making sure that the wind was not blowing from them towards the foxhole. In fact, it was blowing in the opposite direction. There was no chance of them being smelling out.
Mr. Fox crept up the dike tunnel to the mouth of his hole. He poked his long, handsome face into the night air and sniffed once. He moved an inch or 2 forward and stopped. He sniffed again. He was always expensively careful when coming out from his hole.
Forward a little more. The front half of his body was now in the open. His black nose twitched from side to side, sniffing and sniffing for the scent of danger. He found none, and he was just about to go trotting forward into the wood when he heard or thought. He heard a tiny noise, a soft rustling sound.As though someone had moved a foot ever so gently through a patch of dry leaves. Mr. Fox flattened his body against the ground and lay very still. His ears pricked. He waited a long time, but he heard nothing more. It must have been a field mouse, he told himself, or some other small animal. He crept a little further out of the hole, then further still. He was almost right out in the open now. He took a last careful look around. The wood was murky and very still, somewhere in the sky. The moon was shining. Just then, his sharp night eyes caught a glint of something bright behind a tree.Far away. It was a small silver speck of moonlight shining on a plushed surface. Mr. Fox lay still, watching it. What on earth was it? Now it was moving. It was coming up and up. Great heavens! It was the barrel of a gun. Quick as a whip, Mr. Fox jumped back into his hole, and at the same instant, the entire wood seemed to explode around him. Bang, 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 bang. The smoke from the three guns floated upward in the night air. Buggies and Bounce and Bean came out from behind their trees and walked towards the hole. Did we get him? Said Bean. One of them shone a flashlight on the hole, and they were on the ground in a circle of light, half and a half. Out of the hole lay the poor, tattered, blood-stained remains of a foxtail. Bean picked it up. We got the tail, but we missed the fox, he said, tossing the thing away.
Dang and blast, said Buggies. We shoot too late. We should have let fly the moment he poked his head out.
He won't be poking it out again in a hurry, Bunce said. Bean pulled a flask from his pocket and took a swing of cider. Then he said, I'll take 3 days at least before he gets hungry enough to come out again. I'm not sitting around here waiting for that. Let's take him out.
Ah, said Buggies, now you're talking sense. We can dig him out in a couple of hours. We knew he's there.
I reckon there's a whole family of them down that hole, Bun said.
Then we'll have the lot, said Bean. Get the shovels.
好了，我把英文也讲完了，现在让妈妈讲了不起的狐狸爸爸。
三，射击。哎，亲爱的，狐狸先生说，今天晚上吃什么呢？
我想咱们今天晚上就吃鸭子吧，狐狸太太说，如果你愿意的话，就弄两只肥鸭来，咱们两个吃一只，孩子们吃一只。
就吃鸭子吧，狐狸先生说，绑死的鸭子是最好的。
那可要小心啊，
狐狸太太说。亲爱的，狐狸先生说，我在1英里之外就能闻到那些蠢货的气味，我甚至能通过气味分辨出他们谁是谁。伯吉斯身上散发的出的是烂鸡皮的恶臭味儿，邦斯带着一身鹅肝的臭气，而比恩呢，上上下下都被一股苹果酒的气味团团包围着，那简直像是有毒气体。
是啊，不过千万不要大意呀，狐狸太太说，你知道他们三个是会在那儿等着你的。
别为我担心，狐狸先生说，回头见。不过要是狐狸先生弄明白此时此刻那三个饲养场主正在什么地方等着他的话，他就不会这么过分的自以为是了。他们就躲在洞穴入口的外边，每个人蹲在一棵树的后面，手里端着上满了子弹的枪。除此之外，他们所处的位置也都是经过精心挑选的，以确保他们的气味不会被风吹向狐狸的洞里，而是被吹向相反的方向。他们的气味是无法被狐狸闻出来的。狐狸先生匍匐着身子，沿着黑暗的地道爬进洞里。他把自己那张英俊的长脸伸到外边，在夜晚的空气中嗅了嗅。他每向前挪动一两英寸，便停下来。他又嗅了嗅。每当他从洞里出来的时候，他总是特别小心。他又向前移动了一点，现在他的前半个身子已经从洞里出不来了。他那黑色的鼻子不停地向两侧吸动着，翻来覆去地嗅着危险的气味。他什么也没有发现，
他正要奔向前方的树林时，突然听见，或者说是感觉到一点声音，那是轻微的沙沙声，好像是什么人在一堆干树叶中轻轻地移动了一下脚。
狐狸先生的身子紧紧地贴着地面一动不动，两只耳朵竖了起来，他等了好长时间，但没有再听到任何声音。那一定是只田鼠，他自言自语道，或者是别的什么小动物。
他又向洞外爬出了一点，然后又爬出了一点，现在差不多整个身子都露在外边了。他小心翼翼地向四周看了最后一眼，树林里一片漆黑，静悄悄的，月亮在天空中的某个地方闪闪发亮。就在这时，他那双敏锐的在黑夜中也能看见东西的眼睛瞥见了离他不远的一棵树后面有个亮东西，那是月光照在某个表面光亮的东西上而被反射出来的一个银色小光斑。狐狸先生一动不动地趴在地上看着他，那到底是什么东西呢？现在他动起来了，他一点一点地抬高。天哪，那是一根枪管！狐狸先生飞快地跳起来，回头钻进自己的洞里。就在这一瞬间，他周围的整个森林里仿佛炸开了锅，砰砰砰砰砰砰，从三支枪管里发出的烟雾在夜空中向上飘去。伯吉斯、邦斯和比恩从他们藏身的树后面出来，向洞口走去。
我们打中他了吗？比恩说。
他们之中的一个人用手电筒照着洞口，在手电筒照到的一圈光亮中，只见地上有一截血迹斑斑、残破不堪的狐狸尾巴。
比恩把它拾了起来。我们得到了尾巴，却没有逮住狐狸。他说着，把这东西扔到一边去了。妈的，真该死！伯吉斯说：“我们的枪开得太晚了，我们该在他一探头的时候就开枪。”
那样他就再也不会把头探出来了，邦斯说道。比恩从口袋里掏出一小瓶酒，喝了一大口苹果酒，然后他说，至少要有三天的时间才会饿得他再出来，我可不想坐在这里等着他，咱们把他挖出来吧。
啊哈哈，伯吉斯说，你说的有道理，我们可以花几个小时的时间把他挖出来，我们知道他在那儿呢。
我估计呀，他们全家都住在那个洞里，邦斯说。
那我们可要走运了，比恩说，去拿铁锹来。
好了，今天的故事就到这里。如果你喜欢我讲的故事，请多收听并订阅我的电台吧。另外，我向你推荐两个电台，一个是高小可讲故事，一个是高小可的故事杂货铺，也是我开的。再见。
再见。